We've talked so much about intermittent fasting, but maybe we should think of it in the opposite way, that we're intermittently feeding. Most of us fast for many hours of a day and then feed and then fast and then feed and then fast and then feed, in this idea that fasting is healthy for us, is really important. So reducing the amount of food in our bodies, in our guts, eating once a day, is really the most important thing you could do to change the physiology and the metabolism within your body and reduce the immune system's assault on your body. The human Ferrari, the human gem, diamond, ruby, Porsche, Bentley, whatever you want to call yourself, you are the most expensive, irreplaceable, valuable piece of equipment in the universe. You are this human being, you. And eating the food that we've been taught and marketed that makes us healthy may not be so true. With excessive carbohydrates and probably excessive protein, and the opposite also is amazing, that not eating fat likely is the cause of much of our disease. And changing our natural fats, that's animal fat, pork fat, beef fat, into plant fat oils is probably also very detrimental to our bodies. But this is a very opposite and controversial concept. But the man-made devices, spears, axes, hatchets, knives, guns, cars, and the food we eat through agriculture, grains, cereal, rice, pasta, bread, and then yogurt, milk, alcohol, are likely contributing factors to our ill health. Although many of the things have made our lives easier, no doubt, we don't have to hunt and gather and forage, slow it down. Intermittent feeding, because our bodies are well built by nature, and we have consumed excessive calories, which have put excessive fat on our bodies. But the fat is meant to be there for that survival, because we're meant to go weeks without food, days without water, and we're meant to walk and journey. Maybe this is the shift and change in concept that we have to look towards. Feed once a day or less, like a lion. We are not herbivores, we're not grazers, we're not meant to eat 3 to 5 meals a day, snacks in between, and fill the gut with tons of fiber, carbs, which ferment and feed the bacteria and the yeast and cause more disease. This idea to add more bacteria and yeast to their bodies is something that doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense. Enough of the supplements, the potions, which are likely the poisons. Slow it down. One meal a day, and make it at night before you go to bed and rest to digest. And if you are a night owl, then eat that early morning meal and then go to bed to rest and digest. Remember, the gratitude for the day is the most important thing. Be grateful for the life you have, the opportunities given to you each and every day. Never, ever, ever, ever give up. Always be looking towards new and different change, growth, creativity. That's it. faith is fitness, and fitness is in the human body that you have already, and we all are inevitably going to die, so there's something that must kill us, so you can't stop that, but you can change the way you act, think, eat, believe. That's what this is all about. A new concept idea of thinking. As a man thinketh, James Allen. Have faith and belief in the Almighty, the energy that created you and I. And you are the daily creator of that in the master mission of your life. Believe in the best, and the best will come. Believe in the best, and the best will be there right now. You don't have to wait till later. Feast incessantly on the joy of God's gift called life. Breath and smile every day, in every way. Go slow. Enjoy the journey, God's life. Always, forever. Your body burns fat. That's where it's at. Fueling metabolism with more food is harmful. Your body's already burning what it needs. You and I are driven to go find food and eat, but we never had access to the food in the thousands, if not millions, of years of human existence. We are sharing a new idea, creativity, this day, every day. The energy is vibrating within you this day and every day, always. And daily meditation, Tai Chi, go slow. Visualize health and wellness within you this day, every day. Be grateful for God's gift called life and all the trials, tribulations, challenges. Be grateful, always. Gratitude attitude, that's the key. The gratitude attitude, that is the key. You have the key to the universe. It is yours right now. A smile of life. Fertile fatty foods are fitness. Intermittent feeding. That's one meal a day at night. Some coffee, tea, add butter, cream. Slow it down. Visualize the success that you desire as if it is now, for it is technically, absolutely a slam dunk. You have it now because you are alive. Opportunities are abundant. This day, every day, always in your life. God's blessing is with you this day and every day. Thank you, God. Enjoy this day, Dr. Rob Kiltz, on this day of intermittent feeding and persistent faith. This is the way. God bless.